Barmen scurry behind the ebony counter of the Gilroy Brewhouse near Johannesburg. They unpack mugs as beer orders pour in. A large sepia-toned poster bearing the image of a woman, wearing only a string of pearls around her neck and flowers in her hair, looms over the crowd below. They're here to hear Steve Gilroy talk about the beer he makes. He grips a glass containing ruby liquid.
Hold this up to the light, just look at that. That's a red Irish ale. That's a thing of beauty and a joy forever.
Gilroy is a jovial bear of a man with a long white beard. He takes a swig of his beer, and most of his audience does the same. There's a collective gulp. Tongues swirl, flavors explode in mouths, people sigh with pleasure. Gilroy tells them he uses East Kent Golding hops from England to brew his ale.
When you're tasting this beer, there's a very slight licorice flavor. That's from the hops, it's not from the grain.
Another microbrewer, Moritz Kalmeier, says yearning for what he calls beer knowledge is a potent factor behind the relatively sudden demand for craft beer in South Africa.
Nowadays, people don't just drink beer to quench their thirst. They drink beer to search for different kinds of flavors and to satisfy their curiosity regarding the style of beer. Beer essentially has become like wine.
He says growing numbers of South Africans are no longer simply quaffing beers. They're analyzing the qualities of particular specialty brews.
In the olden days, it would have been considered very strange if someone take a glass of beer, hold it up against the light and look at the color. Worse still, bring it to your nose and sniff it.
So this is our maize cooker. Mash tun. Louder tun. Which is one of the biggest louder tons you'll find anywhere.
Martin Brooks points out equipment at a South African brewery's factory near Johannesburg. He's chief brewer at SAB, the world's second largest commercial beer manufacturer. Brooks says a principal force driving demand for craft beer is a wish to experiment.
The new sort of consumer base, more affluent consumer base, is now requiring or wanting different beer styles and more choice within those different beer styles. It's created that sort of hype and growth in the top end of the beer category.
Gilroy says the recipe behind the burgeoning success of the local craft beer sector is simple.
Giving people a choice, giving people a diversity that they hadn't had before, which is probably why South Africa's finally taken the reins and we're all starting to brew excellent beers.
At a warehouse in the Johannesburg suburb of Linden, liquor store owner Jerry D'Souza loads a truck with crates of bottles. He says his sales of specialty brews have spiked dramatically because his customers are tired of drinking SAB's commercial beers.
Well, most of them, it's basically just to get away from SAB. That's the biggest thing. And the belief that it's pure beer, not with chemicals, and that seems to be a big issue as well.
Craft beer cools inside a cold conditioning room at the Irish Ale House in Northwest Province. Brewer Dirk van Tonder says his compatriots are attracted to artisanal beers because the brews have interesting stories behind them.
If somebody gives you a product for your own consumption, that product's got to have a story. That person that gives you that product must say, I've done this, or I know the person that's created this, and this is the story behind that product.
In contrast, he says, there's not much of a story behind commercial beer, other than that it's brewed using computers and machines and rolls off a factory line. Harried cooks fry quails in the kitchen of the Leopard restaurant in Johannesburg. The owner, Nick Gordon, encourages his patrons to drink craft beer with their meals. He says South Africa's shift to specialty beer is part of a global movement towards good, healthy produce.
And especially in the more developed or wealthy economies, where people have time to reflect on those sort of things, there's a lot of attention paid and interest in artisanal and traditionally manufactured or grown things. And craft beer fits neatly into all of that.
Demand for more expensive craft beer is undoubtedly driven by middle and upper class beer drinkers with disposable income. But Kalmeier insists that wide spectrums of South Africans are consuming it.
now you get this strange sight at some of the festivals where from punk rock guys right to boere farm laborer type of guys with the khaki pants will drink craft beer.
Kolmeyer says it's obvious that people with more money buy more craft beers, and he's noticed that those with less money buy one or two of the brews and then buy cheaper commercial beers if they want to continue drinking. A barman packs a fridge with bottles of craft beer ahead of the day's trade at the Stanley Beer Yard in Johannesburg. The owner, Yuri Blomiris, has noticed the same trend as Kolmeyer.
The guy that comes here is maybe of a medium income or higher income bracket because he can afford to buy this beer. Or some guys come where they used to drink two beers, now they can only drink one beer, and they come and enjoy it because of the product.
On a Sunday afternoon, scores of people enjoy food and craft beer at the Black Horse Brewery in the Magaliesberg Mountains. Many of them are in their 20s. Nushka Buerta, one of only two female microbrewers in South Africa, says it's young people who are driving the craft beer revolution.
It's crazy, and it's growing under the youth like insanely. If you go to all these festivals, all of them, it's young people. I don't know if it is that people decided that they want to start living healthier, drinking healthier. I think that is maybe one of the main reasons why there is this boom in craft beer.
Kolmeyer says it doesn't really matter who's drinking specialty beer or why they're drinking it. What matters is now that it's established in South Africa, the country's previously limited beer landscape has changed forever. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.